You're listening to the Core Factors audio library, spoken versions of Core Factors articles and research. This piece is titled Career Development in the Remote Work Era, Adapting Assessments for a New Landscape. The following narration preserves the original content and context of the written article.
Career Development in the Remote Work Era, Adapting Assessments for a New Landscape. The workforce has undergone a profound transformation. Trends like hybrid and remote work have now become permanent features of the employment landscape. As work environment structure evolves, so must the ways career development practitioners approach assessment, guidance, and client support. Career development is no longer just about industry fit, job title, or skill alignment. It increasingly hinges on understanding how work environment preferences impact day-to-day energy, motivation, and success. Tools like the Career Path Assessment, with its emphasis on preference and avoidance patterns, remain vital. But they must be adapted thoughtfully to the realities of virtual and hybrid work. The changing nature of work environments. Prior to the remote work era, environmental fit often focused on factors like office culture, management style, or on-site collaboration. Today, the conditions influencing energy and engagement have expanded dramatically. Clients must now navigate new variables, the degree of autonomy versus supervision, comfort with asynchronous communication, and the ability to self-motivate without the structures of traditional office life. Some individuals thrive with the flexibility and independence of remote work. Others struggle with the lack of immediate feedback, blurred work-life boundaries, and feelings of isolation. Understanding these new dimensions has become essential to sustainable career planning. Practitioners are now called to help clients evaluate not just what they do, but how and where they do it. The Career Path Framework provides a nuanced lens for these conversations. Connecting core work patterns to new realities. The Career Path Assessment's occupational activity groupings and global interest areas provide valuable insights into clients' preferred activities. Interpreting those preferences now demands a more nuanced approach. For example, a client with a strong preference for the social global interest area, helping and serving others, may have previously sought in-person mentorship roles. In a remote world, this motivation could be fulfilled through virtual coaching, online facilitation, or digital support communities. Similarly, a preference for the organizing work and environment's global interest area now plays a crucial role in managing remote project teams, overseeing digital workflows, and maintaining virtual productivity systems. Clients with a high preference for the digital data occupational activity grouping may find themselves energized by remote roles involving data analysis, information management, or cybersecurity, fields that have expanded in the virtual era. Conversely, those with strong artistic occupational activity grouping preferences may need to seek out collaborative digital platforms or hybrid environments to maintain creative energy. Practitioners must help clients translate their activity preferences into sustainable remote or hybrid role structures, ensuring that motivation remains intact even as the medium of work shifts. Navigating autonomy and self-management. Remote work requires high levels of self-management. This includes time prioritization, independent decision-making, and internal motivation. Clients whose career path profiles reflect low interest in the organizing work and environment's global interest area, or a strong avoidance for individual and personal service occupational activity groupings, may find these demands challenging. Rather than viewing these patterns as deficits, practitioners can reframe them as critical self-awareness. Clients can be coached to seek out team-based or hybrid environments that offer a balance of autonomy and connection, as indicated by high helping and serving others or business and management preferences. They can develop customized productivity strategies aligned with motivational drivers. For example, leveraging, persuading, and leading others, interests for goal setting, or artistic interests for creative time management. They can also advocate for roles that match their natural rhythms, such as flexible schedules, collaborative team structures, or regular check-ins. Energy management becomes as essential as task management when evaluating remote career opportunities. Practitioners can help clients identify which occupational activity groupings and global interest areas are most at risk of being under or overutilized in remote settings and plan accordingly. The social dimension of remote work. One of the most profound shifts in remote work is the alteration of social dynamics. It is important to help clients anticipate and plan for these needs. Practitioners can encourage clients to prioritize roles within organizations that foster vibrant virtual cultures. This may include regular team meetings, mentorship programs, or collaborative projects. Clients can advocate for structured team interactions, regular video meetings, or hybrid schedules that provide in-person connection. To maintain connection and collaboration, clients may also explore professional communities outside of work, such as industry groups, online forums, or volunteer networks. A client's need for meaningful human interaction should be viewed as a core design principle of their career planning. Career path results can help clients confidently articulate these needs during job searches and interviews. Adapting career narratives for the remote era. As more organizations value remote work experience, clients must also evolve how they present their skills and motivations. Practitioners can guide clients to frame self-management, digital communication, and adaptability as core professional strengths. This is especially effective when supported by strong preference for digital data occupational activity groupings or high interest in persuading and leading others. Clients can use career path insights to articulate how motivational drivers align with remote or hybrid success factors. For example, my high interest in organizing work and environments has enabled me to excel in managing distributed teams and digital workflows. Practitioners can also encourage clients to share specific examples of remote project leadership, virtual team collaboration, or autonomous innovation, linking these experiences to their occupational activity grouping and global interest area patterns. Career narratives rooted in authentic motivational patterns resonate more deeply with employers navigating their own remote transformations. Strengthening career resilience in a dynamic landscape. Remote and hybrid work offer unprecedented flexibility, but also continuous change. Shifting technologies, evolving collaboration norms, and periodic returns to in-person models create dynamic challenges. Building career resilience means grounding clients in the stable center of their career path profiles. When clients understand their core preferences and avoidance patterns, they can adapt proactively to new tools, workflows, or environments, using their occupational activity groupings and global interest areas as a compass. They can advocate for needs without waiting for dissatisfaction to build, such as requesting more collaborative projects or flexible work arrangements. They can explore new directions confidently when alignment falters, leveraging career path results to identify energizing alternatives. Practitioners can also encourage clients to conduct remote work experiments. Short-term projects, contract roles, or volunteer opportunities allow clients to test new environments and refine their understanding of fit. The practitioner's role: anchoring clients in a shifting world. Career development practitioners play a crucial role in anchoring clients amid this flux. By helping clients interpret and apply their career path results in the context of remote and hybrid work, practitioners ensure that career conversations remain dynamic, resilient, and human-centered. The remote work era has amplified, not diminished, the importance of career fit. Sustainable careers are built on deep alignment between a client's personality and how they work best. By evolving how assessments like career path are interpreted and applied, practitioners empower clients to build careers that are successful on paper, energizing, sustainable, and deeply aligned with their authentic patterns, no matter where or how work happens.
This concludes the audio version of this Core Factors article. You can read the full written version and explore related research at corefactors.com.